Hi, baby. So, I've noticed that you haven't been answering my texts for a couple days. You haven't been answering my calls or my DMs or my Snapchat. And I just don't understand why that is, because I know that you're active, because I see you talking to our friends. I see you doing things. I saw that you went to our favorite yogurt spot the other day because you put it on Instagram and you tagged some other bitch that wasn't me, and I don't understand why, and I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused as to why you think you can just leave me. I don't understand. What was my cunt too tight for you? Was it too wet? Did it feel too good on your cock that you felt like you might go crazy? No, that couldn't be it. Was it that I gave head just too good? That the way my tongue traced the underside of your shaft so right, it was just so wrong for you? Was that it? No, that can't be it. Was it that my pussy just tasted so good? No? Then what was it? Then what was it? Because I've done nothing wrong. I have never done anything wrong. I've always treated you like the man that you are. That the man that you know you are. See, I think that you just need a little reminder for who you are dealing with. I think you just need to remember that I and the best thing that you are ever going to get. And I think you've just forgotten. Isn't that right? I think you're just afraid of how good I am for you. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, sweetie? It's been a couple of weeks. It has, so I bet you've forgotten. Haven't you? That's okay. That's okay. Your memory hasn't always been the best. It's okay if you've forgotten. It's okay. But I need you to try and remember. I think you need to try and jog your memory to remember how good just my hand feels on your cock. How nice and firm I grip it. How hot I look straddling you and letting my spit drip out of my mouth down my tongue and just... Yeah, you remember how cold my spit feels on the head of your cock. You remember how nice it feels when I rub it in. You remember that sound, don't you? I do. I do. How nice and slick I made your cock with my spit. How nice and lubed up it feels. Almost like the real thing, huh? No. The real thing is so much better. And you know it. You know it. I'm sure you remember what I look like on my knees in front of you, kissing the head of your dick, just soft, soft kisses. Now I'd tease you with my tongue. Right at the tip of your cock. I'd tease it and I'd swirl the head around with my tongue right before I took it into my mouth. And God, I loved seeing your face. That sigh of relief you always gave when you realized I wasn't playing with you anymore. When I wasn't teasing you, but you knew the teasing just started. It always started with the head of your cock. It always will start with the head of your cock. And I just tease it in and swallow you whole all at once. I'm sure you can't forget my face looking up at you with my doe eyes so wide and so needy and so ready for you to thrust into my mouth and down my throat. Oh, my head so good. You always thought about finishing just there. Just busting your thick load down my throat. Didn't you? I know. I know it's okay. It's okay. But then you wonder, if I can suck you off so well, how can I fuck you? You loved when I answered that question, didn't you? Don't you? But I give such good head. Oh, don't you love it when I take you all the way down, all the way into me, down my throat, that I can touch your balls with my tongue? I love doing that. I love surprising you with a nice lick. And I love trailing my tongue all the way back up, all the way to the head of your cock. I love teasing you. My tongue can do so much. I'm sure it's talking you down from whatever anger you were feeling before you listen to my voice message. I bet I've softened you up. I bet you've sunk into the chair or the bed that you're laying in, and you're hard. I'm sure that's the last thing you've ever wanted to do, but I've made you hard again. And you know what, baby? I can make you hard. However, whenever, and wherever I want. See, that's the difference between me and any other woman, is that I know how you tick. I know how you work. I know how I can make you quiver and squirm and beg for more anything else. Anything else. Because you don't want to admit it, but you need me. You do. I know that you do. And I bet you're thinking. I bet you're trying to remember how good my pussy feels. Oh, don't you remember that I'd straddle you? And I would just play with your cock. I would just grind back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on your cock. Let you feel how nice and wet my little pussy is for you. How it always is for you. How you would just look me in the eyes, and you didn't even have to say anything, but I knew that you were begging for more. That you wanted to know how my pussy felt. How tight it is. And you just love it. God, I always love the expression that you gave when you entered me, when I lowered myself on you just ever so slowly. That pressure around your cock just feels so good, doesn't it? Don't I just feel so good? Like, I know I do. I know I do, because why else would you be listening to this message this long if you weren't just a little interested? And I know that you miss my moans. I know you miss thrusting into me and making me just scream in pleasure. Cause I loved it. I loved it when you would throw me down on the bed and thrust into me. You'd always thrust into me like you wanted to rip me in half. I loved those days. When you'd invite me over after a long day at work. And you didn't care about formality. You didn't care about anything except sticking your cock into my wet little pussy. I loved those days. When you would just fuck me like like an animal, like you'd fuck me like I wasn't even a person. When you just throw me on the bed and put your hand around my throat and just fuck me. I hope you come to your senses soon. I hope you realize that you are missing out on the best pussy you're ever going to have. And I know I'm gonna get it again. I know I'm gonna get your cock again. Because you always come back. You always come back. You just need to be reminded. You silly, 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 silly man. You just need to be reminded on how good I feel, how good I sound for you, just for you, only for you, always, always for you. I know you have your cock out. I know you do. I want you to come with me. Okay. I want you to come with me. Remember how good I feel. Remember my moans. Remember my eyes. You always loved looking into my eyes as you fucked me. You love it. I know you do. Remember folding me in half. Remember taking me so, so, so deep. Oh, and remember how hard I'd come for you. Remember how I'd feel coming around your hard cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know hearing it isn't good enough. I know you want it. I know you want it. I know you want it, baby. I know you want it. After you come, I want you to come over. I want you to come over, and I want you to fuck me, silly. Do you understand? Do you understand? Of course you understand. Of course you understand. You always understand because you always come back to me. Back right there. You don't have the option. You're gonna come back. You're gonna come back. And you're gonna fuck me brains out. You always do, like you always do. Fuck. I'm so close, baby. Are you gonna come with me? Of course you are. Of course you are. You're gonna come with me. You're going to get in your car, and you're going to drive over here. I know you still have the keys to my house. I know you do. And I know that you miss me. You're always going to leave me. But the one thing I know about you is that you're always going to come back. You always come back. Don't you, baby?